Do you think about making dynasty trades even while watching football games?
Are you thinking of player values when you should be thinking of family values? Then you may have a trading problem.
Don't worry, you're not alone. I am Dynasty Outhouse and I have a trading problem.
And I'm Brian Haar and I also have a trading problem.
Join us for the Trade Addicts podcast where you can be with like-minded people and talk about everything in the NFL in the context of dynasty trade values.
News and notes, make amends, keep trade buys, all these things we will cover every week.
And don't forget Trade Addicts trades.
So when you're done listening to this fine DLF family podcast, please tune in to the Trade Addicts podcast.
Thank you and enjoy your podcast.
Let the games begin. Let the games begin. Passed out. All my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how. I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Welcome back to Dynasty Game Night. This is the semifinals of the Tournament of Champions. One more seat in the finals. Unfortunately, I will not be occupying the other seat. The winner of tonight will be taking on Jordan McNamara in the finals. Thank you, Matt, for eliminating me in the previous episode.
You got
Matt, are you ready? Are you going to try and get there and defend? You won last year, right?
I did. Ryan, however, was in the finals last year as well. So there might be a two-time winner, or at least a two-time finals appearance if Betts didn't bring his A game tonight.
You ready to defend your title, Matt?
I'm ready.
All right, let's see if it can happen. Ryan McDowell, you ready to try and make your way back to the finals again?
Well, I've heard we might play a name game tonight, so I'm actually not too confident, but ready to have some fun and give it a shot.
There will be a name game. That is true. But you might still, you got in on the controversial exemption. You might pull it out and get past the name game and get all the way to the finals. So our final contestant, Matthew Betts, how are you doing tonight?
Like Ryan, I am not excited about this name game. I have somehow made it this far and I have not won any name game. So unless that changes, I'm not sure I'm moving on, but we'll see.
All right. Well, somebody's got to win and it might as well not be Matt. So. before we get into the games, I do want to thank Reality Sports Online. They are the presenting sponsor of the Dynasty Game Night Tournament of Champions. So let me introduce them. For those of you that might not have already heard, even though you probably have already heard of Reality Sports Online, the powerful fantasy sports platform where owners get to build and manage their fantasy team like an NFL general manager. But the question is, have you tried it? It's time to go see what all the buzz in the Dynasty community is about. Free agency, multi-year contracts, rookie draft, multi-team trades, franchise tags, contract extensions, first-round rookie options, automated contract and salary cap functionality. Automated and salary cap is amazing. And much, much more. Think it sounds complicated? It's not. The best thing about Reality Sports Online Fantasy Front Office is that it doesn't take any more time than a standard league. It just requires more strategy. Think you're among the fantasy elite? Well, this is the platform to test your mettle. Still not sure? You can test out your general manager skills for free in a mock free agency auction. If you like what you see, use promo code GAME to receive a 10% discount on your team or league today. Fantasy just got real at realitysportsonline.com. We got a little bit more business to get to, Matt. We have an SFB spot to give away.
How exciting.
SFB is not that far away. I mean, we're like a month and a half from the draft, if that.
That's crazy.
It does not feel like we should already be drafting teams that will be doomed a few months later, right?
No, not at all. Yeah.
Le'Veon Bell at the 102, I think, for me last year. Ugh. Dreaded. Nonetheless, this is what we're going to do to give away our SFB spot. Thank you, Scott Fish, for allowing us to do this. This year, all we want is a donation to Fantasy Cares and a review of DGN. Tell us that you love the name game. It's the best game in the world, and there's no reason any contestant should ever fear playing the name game or whatever else you want to say in your review. send us a screenshot of any size donation to Fantasy Cares, which you can do at fantasycares.net, and send us a screenshot of your DGN review. At DGN Pod on Twitter, send those there. What we're going to do is select three people that send those in, and you're going to get to come on Dynasty Game Night and compete for that SFB spot that Scott was generous enough to give us. So let's get that taken care of. Go make some money for Fantasy Cares, and you might get to win a spot in the SFB, which I'm getting excited for. I mean, I am excited for it. It doesn't feel like it should be here already. It means I need to get the eliminators up and going because those are supposed to happen before SFB. But
yeah, you better get rolling.
Yeah, those are supposed to go off in June, and we are rapidly approaching June. Look for those too, people. Those will be coming. One more thank you to DLF for making us a member of the DLF podcast family. Matt and Ryan obviously have a lot on there. You know, like half of them are Ryan's shows, but that's okay. There's plenty of others. Ryan's shaking his head like, nah, I don't have 85,000.
I think he's only got two on there, and I have two on there, so I think we tie.
That's right.
I know, but it's way more fun to just continually mention that Ryan is everywhere, of course.
I have a question, John. Is there a game that's going to make Ryan call some player trash tonight? Because that's my new favorite thing.
That is funny every time he says, he's trash.
I'm just going to call you trash, Matt. How about that?
Yes.
Shots fired.
That's what we want.
All right, let's do this name game then.
All right. I have a feeling that's where Matt's going to want to start. So we do have a name game tonight. We also have the auction game that Matt introduced last episode. It's going to be slightly different than the auction game that Matt played because I know Matt would have memorized all those values and would have crushed it, and we don't want that to happen. We also have a cliffhanger game that'll be based in ADP, and should we have to get a tiebreaker, we do have that prepared as well. Matt, home field advantage. Do I need to ask where you want to start?
No, come on. I got to get up 1-0 on these guys. I got to get out to a lead. Let's do the name game.
All right, we're going to start with name game. I hope everybody has read up and remembers all of their high school English book novels that they had to read.
Oh, good Lord.
Because we are doing book titles tonight, baby.
This is going to be ugly.
Thank you to Dynasty Outhouse, Russ Fisher, for helping me out with these. These are very, very popular novels. Like, you will remember having to read these back in English class, probably. Or at least remember that somebody else had to read them if you chose not to. Maybe you remember that little yellow and black Cliff Notes book, you know?
I know that well.
Never read one of those.
So, for those that are brand new, welcome. The name game, you're going to get 2 points if you get it on the first clue. Your name is your buzzer. If I give you a clue, then the value goes down to 1 point. If we can't get these quickly, we will move on rapidly because I don't know how this will go with novels. This could be hit or miss. Hoping it's hit. Worried it's a miss. All right, so the first clue, and this is the one that sprung the whole category. J.D. Salinger classic about Holden Caulfield and AFC South running back.
AFC South?
Yep. J.D. Salinger classic about Holden Caulfield.
Matt.
Go for it, Matt.
The catcher in the Ryquell Armstead.
Matt nailed it. 2 points for Matt.
This is going to be so bad, Ryan.
The bad thing is I knew the book and couldn't come up with a running back.
For some reason, when we were talking the other night on Trade Addicts, Ryquell Armstead came up, and I don't know what hit me, but all of a sudden I was like, whoa, catcher in the Ryquell Armstead. And from there on, we made up the whole category. That was it.
You were a sick man.
I am. By the way, Matt Price, your name, of course, is Matt for the buzzer, and Betts, as always. We don't go by your first name. Nobody knows you as Matt. You're
Sounds
Bex.
Good.
So, for when you do buzz in, obviously.
It's a better name anyway, honestly, especially with that Z.
The Z is fun.
Betz.
You can, yeah, I'll say it like that if I ever have to buzz in here. It won't be for a few minutes, but when I do.
All right, on to the next clue. Matt with a 2-0 lead. Remember, if the player description is read first, that will appear first in the answer. So in this case, NFC East wide receiver and William Golding classic of Stranded Boys.
Oh.
NFC East wide receiver and William Golding classic of Stranded Boys. This is my favorite book of all time.
It's a good book. I can't think of the player yet.
I mean, like, of the classic books, this is my favorite.
Anybody want? No, I'll take a clue.
Everybody ready for the clue?
Player clue.
It'll be a player clue. You ready, Betts? Yep. Philadelphia Eagles.
Matt.
Go for it, Matt.
Nelson Aguilar, Lord of the Flies.
That is it. Nelson Aguilar, Lord of the Flies. Another point for Matt. He's up to three. On to the next one. Hemingway Fishing Classic and AFC North tight end. Hemingway Fishing Classic and AFC North tight end.
Matt.
Go ahead, Matt.
Old Man and the CJ Uzoma.
That is it. Matt's killing it, of course. Ah.
Can we just move on?
We knew this was going to hit you, but I'm curious. Like, are which is getting you guys? Is it the book names or is it the player names?
Yes,
player.
Yes,
all of the above.
All righty, perfect.
This is a good book suggestion. Nice or good book suggestions.
Did you guys have to read all these in high
school?
I
definitely have read all of these so far.
Okay. I mean, I didn't think I was really stretching too far here. So, all right, AFC West wide receiver and Orwellian pig novel.
I'm going to need a hint about the player.
Anybody else want a hint? If you think you have the player and you want the book, I have a book hint too, since Matt has chosen the previous hints.
That's fair.
I want a player clue.
All right, Betts. You good?
I need all the clues, so yeah, whatever.
All right. Kansas City Chiefs.
Really?
Yes, really.
Ryan.
Go for it, Ryan.
Damn it.
Hardman Animal Farm? I don't know.
There you go.
I can't put it all together.
Miko Hardman Animal Farm.
Oh, I totally forgot about Miko Hardman. I was like,
1 point. How could you forget about Miko Hardman? The new Tyreek. How could you forget about him? All right.
Nice work, Ryan.
No, that was terrible.
That was very good. You nailed it. I think you actually said last time that you didn't like the name game, and then I think you got a few of them pretty quickly, if I'm not mistaken. I think you came through.
I feel like I did better last time. The players are the struggle this time.
Well, I have it's not going to get easier here because this is
the fourth string tight end for this.
This is the deepest player I think we have on the list tonight.
Perfect.
So the Dickens story that tells the best and the worst, and AFC West quarterback. Dickens' story that tells the best and the worst, and AFC West quarterback.
I'm trying to think of backup quarterbacks.
Matt.
Go for it, Matt.
Tale of Two Cities and Stick.
Nice, oh Matt. Gosh. Good pull. East and Stick. That one was.
I was like, cities, T's, East.
Yeah, that one, Russ nailed that one. And I was like, East.
That's really
sick.
Good.
That's going to be a tough one to get. So
would we have been playing this one against each other, Bosch, if we had both made the finals?
Maybe. I don't know. No, because we came up with it beforehand. So the Reichwell Armstead came from me. So that's where it started. So
got it.
I would have loved to have played this one. I will say that. If anybody out there wants to do another name game version of classic novels, send those in to Matt for the next time I play. All right.
What's the score?
Matt has 7. Ryan has 1.
And I'm just hanging out.
And bets is waiting for the next game.
Yep. That's my strategy.
It's worked so far. I think you're undefeated in your appearances, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
So AFC West running back and Miguel de Cervantes classic about the windmill chasing man of La Mancha. We have three clues after, or three answers after this one, FYI. So, AFC West running back and Miguel de Cervantes classic.
Matt.
Go for it, Matt.
Melvin Gore Don Quixote.
Melvin Gore Don Quixote is correct.
A little bit of creative license, but I'll let you have it.
Yeah, I mean that's really very slim poetic license.
Gordon. I'm gonna start calling him that. I'm gonna start Melvin Gordon this week.
Go for it.
The Don.
Go for it. You should sell him to me cheap in the league.
I actually have a trade offer for him right now, so we'll talk about that later.
I just don't have the money to. I honestly almost thought of it offering you Saquon for Melvin and Julio.
Do not do that.
I probably would have done that. Honestly.
I think you would have taken it, which is why I didn't offer it. Because
I'll tell you my offer on the table later.
All right, then we'll get back to that. Because I do need one of those players, and you already got rid of the other one, but didn't you?
Yep.
All right. Back to it. All right, Alexander Dumas, vengeance-driven classic, and NFC East running back.
Every time somebody says that, I always think of that. I don't even remember what it was a commercial for, but that was that commercial where the guy goes in the office and he's like, Mr. Dumbass instead of Dumas. I think it was like a fast food commercial or something.
So, Alexander Dumas, vengeance-driven classic, and NFC East running back.
I don't think I know the book this time.
This is probably the least known of the books, but you'll know the book once it's given out. Of all the ones on here, this might be the one that you didn't have to read in high school. All right, everybody ready for a team clue?
Yep.
Dallas Cowboys. This is a tough one. This might be the stumper of the game. Somebody out there tweet us that you got it on the first clue.
I'm sure they did.
I'm sure somebody did.
I just don't know the book.
All right, I think we're going to move on from this one. So it's The Count of Monte Cristo Tony Pollard. So Count of Monte Cristo, Tony Pollard.
That was definitely not a high school book.
No, that one was not. I think the rest of the... Well, we've got two left. These ones for sure are. So AFC West tight end and Shakespearean romantic tragedy. AFC West tight end and Shakespearean romantic tragedy.
Matt.
Go for it, Matt.
Foster, Romeo, and Juliet.
Foster, Romeo, and Juliet. By the way, Matt clinched this game long ago, but we're not going to let these great clues go to waste. So, all right. We've got one more, and this is a little bit of a poetic license one. Slight poetic
not
license.
Not easy like those other ones.
More than Gordon.
Probably on the same level of poetic license, but this one is definitely needs the warning in advance. So, Nathaniel Hawthorne, infidelity-based novel. Matt's already shaking his head. And AFC East wide receiver. How much trivial knowledge do you have up there, Matt?
If I always say that if my head wasn't full of football and like movie quotes and song lyrics, like I would probably be super smart.
You haven't smoked it all away yet?
I did. And I know that stuff sticks, man.
What is the division?
I mean, as soon as I said Nathaniel Hawthorne, you shook your head. You nodded as if you knew the book immediately.
I did. Because yeah. I mean, there's only one. I mean, there's a couple that he
What's
wrote
the first. Division, Bosh?
AFC East wide receiver. I'll go ahead and give the clue because it doesn't matter. So, Washington Redskins.
AFC East or NFC East?
Oh, I'm sorry. I gave the wrong division. That's
you
NFC.
Son of
That's
a...
NFC East. it's going to change the outcome of the game. Asterisks everywhere, right?
Yeah, this definitely doesn't
count. Matt.
Go for it, Matt.
Scarlett Letairy McLaren.
There you go. Scarlett Letairy McLaren. All right, so Matt's got a game. Matt gets his name game even after he didn't give me one. Never let it go.
I got burnt out, man. I like ran out of inspiration. You know how it is sometimes.
We weren't going to have a name game on this one until Catcher in the Rye, Quell Armstead hit me.
Sometimes like I'll start thinking about it and they'll just like pop, and then like this last couple weeks like I have not been able to think of anything.
Well, the last time I totally mailed it in and just had other people send them to me and did potpourri. It was fantastic. Thank you, Nathan Powell and Russ Fisher. Appreciate it. All right, we're going to move on to game two. Let's see if we can get somebody else on the board here. We're going to revisit Matt's new auction game. In this game, everybody's going to have a budget of 100. We're going to switch it up and we're going to use Dynasty Trade Calculator values because I know that Matt Price has spent some time looking at the DLF Trade Analyzer values recently. So we're going to switch over to that and we're going to use the Superflex setting. It's going to be a little different than the last episode. In this one, you do have to complete your starting lineup of one of each position. So one quarterback, one running back, one wide receiver, one tight end. You must end the auction with one of each of those. There are four players at each position available for this auction. The running backs are Alvin Kamara, Christian McCaffrey, Chubb, Connor. The wide receivers that are available for this auction are Michael Thomas, Juju, T.Y. Hilton, A.J. Green. The tight ends that are available for this auction are Kittle, O.J. Howard, Hunter Henry, Austin Hooper. The quarterbacks that are available for this auction are Lamar Jackson, Jameis Winston, Baker Mayfield, and Matt Ryan. So we are, again, using Dynasty Trade Calculator's 12-team Superflex settings. The person that compiles the best four-person starting lineup based on trade value will win this game. Since Matt won, we're going to let Matt nominate the first player and put his bid in. Once he bids, it's open to you other two to come over the top if you want or pass. It's up to you.
Do we just get one bidding opportunity?
Nope. Okay. You can just bid and bid and bid until the other two drop out.
Okay.
Matt, who do you want to start with?
Let's start with James Conner. I'll say $5.
James Conner for $5. Anybody want to top $5 for James Conner?
I'll go 10.
$10 to bets. Anybody topping 10? Going once, twice, sold to bets. James Conner for $10.
I feel like I finally won something in this game.
I just got to keep trying. Yeah, good job. You won the first auction. I don't know. Is that always a good thing to win?
No, it's definitely not.
All right. So, bets, you won the first player, which means you get to nominate. You cannot nominate a running back. You have to nominate one of the other positions.
Let's start it with Juju for five. Juju for five.
Ryan's Juju. Getting him.
Make him spend up.
Juju for five. Anybody want to go above five?
Six.
Six for Ryan.
$10.
11.
10 for Matt. 11 for Ryan.
12.
$12. $13. $13.
Right, $13 for Matt.
$14.
$14, Ryan.
$15.
$16.
$16.
That's what I said.
I think Ryan's at 16.
Oh, sorry. $17.
$18.
I'm out.
All right. Bets you out. I'm also. Out. All right, so Ryan got Juju for 18. Everybody raise your hand that you're extremely shocked that Ryan got Juju. All right. I wonder how high Ryan would have gone.
I was thinking about pushing him to 20 because I think he would have went 20. But
I'm surprised you didn't just go to like half his budget and see if he would go over half. All right, Ryan, you won Juju, which means you get to nominate another player. You cannot nominate a wide receiver. Betts cannot bid if it's a running back.
I will nominate George Kittle for one.
For one. All right, Kittle for one. Anybody going higher?
$2.
Three
for Betts. Anybody else?
$4. One?
A four for Matt?
I'll go five.
Five for Betts.
Six.
Going once. Six for Ryan.
Seven.
Ooh.
Seven for Betts. Going once. Twice.
Eight.
Ah.
Oh, the red line. The red line bid.
I knew that was too good to be
true. Favorite, Bush.
All right, Betts, you're coming back.
$9. Oh, you said nine. $10.
Ten. All right. Matt's at ten.
Once. Yeah, 11.
$12.
Right. Oh, man, that was so close to going for seven. Now he's up to 12. I love auctions.
You're just smiling so much over there, Bosh.
I am smiling.
This what was it, 11 watch. Or 12?
Matt's 13. 12.
$15.
Woo. 15 for Matt once, twice. Sold to Matt for $15. Matt gets his first player, gets on the board with Kittle for 15. Alrighty. Let's see. Matt, that means you get a nominate again.
Let's see. So Ryan can't win a wide receiver, and Betts can't win a running back. Is that right?
That's correct. Ryan has $85 left. Or I'm sorry, Ryan has $82 left. Matt has $85, and Betts has $90.
I will nominate Alvin Kamara.
All right. Price?
This is interesting because then whoever can just have the next player for a dollar.
Yep, that's why I changed it up, because I liked that interesting fact.
I don't like that. I think that makes it.
Now you got to decide how much you want to spend to not only get the guy, but are you willing to let the other?
You know what? It only makes sense to start at a dollar and just figure out where Ryan's going to go. So I'll start him off with $1.
I'll pass.
What?
No, that
fascinating.
Oh my gosh!
So we both get Kamara and McCaffrey for $1.
Well, yeah, basically. That locks it in. That's a good move by Ryan. Ryan's done an auction or two, I think. So Ryan, I'm gonna put you down for $1 on CMC because nobody can outbid you there. I'm assuming you want him over Nick Chubb.
Yep, that's who I'll take.
Alrighty. So, Matt, the running backs are all out now. And Ryan will now be on the nomination, I suppose. Let's give it to Ryan. So no running backs can be nominated. And Ryan, you cannot nominate a wide receiver. So you got to go tight end or quarterback.
I will nominate O.J. Howard for one.
O.J. Howard for one. And this is between you and Betts. Betts, do you want to go too?
No, I'm good.
All right, so Ryan gets O.J. Howard for one. Wow, O.J. Howard and McCaffrey for 2% of your budget.
I think Hunter Henry's closer than we think.
That's a good auction.
That is a good way to start, and you have $80 left. Not enough to outbid anybody yet, but that's pretty commanding. And Ryan, you have to nominate a quarterback because that's the only spot.
Wait, time out. Does that mean I get my choice of the tight ends?
Oh yeah. I'm sorry. Which tight end?
Hunter Henry.
You get a tight end for $1.
Hunter Henry.
And then you'll actually get to nominate next. So Hunter Henry for $1 for you.
I'm up.
All right, go ahead, Betts. Yeah, you get to pick either a quarterback or a wide receiver. If you go wide receiver, it's between you and Price. If you go quarterback, it's all three of you.
Let's have some fun with Baker Mayfield. $1.
$80.
Ryan was ready.
$84.
$84.
Wait, hold on a second. No, wait a minute. How much does Ryan have left? Hold on.
You can't do 84. He has 80. You have 84. So your max bid is 83.
He has 80.
He has 80. He bid his max.
I will bid 81.
All right. Bets, you can go over that. You got 89 left if you want to. Matt has 83 max. Matt Price's max is 83. Betts's max is 88 on Baker. And Ryan is out on Baker.
I'm good.
So 81 to Price for Baker, which means Matt, you get to nominate a wide receiver here for $1.
Well, clearly Ryan.
Or I'm sorry, you can go up to $3.
Wide receiver. I mean, clearly
it's you versus Betts.
Yeah, he's just going to get Thomas, so.
Yeah, this is the math that I did last night, and it's the only reason I was able to win. Or last episode, I should say.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter, does it? I just pick whoever I want of Hilton and Green. I'll nominate Thomas for $3.
Thomas for $3? Right. Betts, do you want to go over?
Yeah, I'll take him for $4.
All right.
That was a tough choice.
And you win him. You win him for $4. Which means you get to then nominate a quarterback for and Ryan.
I want Hilton.
Okay, you want Hilton. All right, so T.Y. Hilton for Matt. And Betts, you get to nominate a quarterback. You have the hammer. You have 85 to bid. And Ryan is sitting over there with just 80. So you have the control here.
So
which quarterback do you want?
Man, that's tough. I should have gone in on Baker. Dang it.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest margin.
Yeah, dang it. All right, I'm going to go Lamar Jackson for whatever money I need to win it.
All
Do
right,
I need to say
so
that?
You have one Lamar. Ryan, that leaves you with either Jameis or Matt Ryan.
They're probably like the same, right? Basically.
What side are we using?
Dynasty Trade Calculator.
I'll take Matt Ryan, I guess. Yeah.
That was the correct decision. All righty.
Who's Matt's wide receiver?
Hilton.
Okay. That was a bad decision, I think.
It might have been. But it was, I think, yeah, I don't know. Probably I should have done that, got Thomas instead of Baker. But
So I'm going to read the rosters here. We've got Matt Price ending up with Baker Mayfield, Alvin Kamara, T.Y. Hilton, and George Kittle. Ryan ended up with, I wrote Ryan twice and didn't know why I wrote that. Ryan ended up with Matt Ryan, Christian McCaffrey, Juju, of course, and O.J. Howard. Betts ended up with Lamar Jackson, James Conner, Michael Thomas, and Hunter Henry. Anybody want to throw a guess out as to who has the most valuable roster here? It's close.
I think Price got it.
I was going to say Ryan.
He got QB1, tight end 1, and RB2.
I think I got tight end by a decent amount, and I think I got quarterback by a decent amount. I think wide receiver I'm screwed on.
You nailed it right there. George Kittle and Baker Mayfield win it for you. George Kittle's pretty overwhelming. He is 25.4, whereas O.J. Howard was 10.9 and Hunter Henry was 9.6. Baker came in at 39.7. Matt Ryan came in 26.8. Lamar 24.1. Kamara and McCaffrey both right at the low 50s. James Conner 32.7. Betts did hit it on the wide receiver with Michael Thomas being the highest at 47.8. Ryan wasn't far behind with Juju at 46.1. Matt, T.Y. was the correct move over A.J. Green by about 5 points. So Matt wins it with a total of 139.3.
Yeah.
Ryan came in at 134.9 and Betts came in at 104.6.
That's rough.
Price is advancing to the finals.
Ryan, how did we let this happen, man?
Yeah, that was bad.
Wasn't good.
Bad juju for me.
I really thought the way you started out, Ryan, I thought you had it in the bag.
I did too. I mean, like, I'm glad now. I didn't know in advance that was going to work out with Baker for me, but I'm glad I pushed Juju up.
The strategy was definitely just sit back and wait. And I did not do that.
You came out aggressive. Juju,
is he your wide receiver one still, Ryan?
He's up there.
All right, since we got a little bit of time, let's play this ADP cliffhanger game that I prepared. I think it's going to be interesting. Like I said, we'll play to 75. If we aren't getting anywhere close because you guys start nailing these numbers, we'll just cut it off because it doesn't really matter. But it's not just guessing the ADPs. We're guessing the change in ADP for players from May of 2018 to May of 2019.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you think a guy rose 100,000 spots, you would say 100,000. Nobody rose that much or dropped that much. So it's just overall change. Rise or fall, doesn't matter the direction. It's just absolute value of their change from May of last year to May of this year. Matt, you'll get to go first because you've obviously done very well here tonight. So you're going to lead us off. We'll go Ryan next and then Betts on this first round. We'll start with Todd Gurley. Price, where do you think he is in relation to where he was last year at this time?
This is overall, not positional.
Overall, yep. Overall, standard.
So I'm telling you the change between the two.
Correct. You don't even have to say if he's risen or fallen. You can if you like. But you don't have to.
I'm going to say he's fallen 6 spots.
All right.
That might be low.
Ryan, you got a guess here?
8 spots.
And Betts?
10.
10 spots. Well, as always, the ADP gurus come in extremely close here. Matt studies ADP like a hawk. And
it's not true.
Todd Gurley dropped 7 spots. So Matt picks up a point. Ryan picks up a point. Betts picks up 3 points.
Should have split the difference, Betts.
I actually thought he would for sure. I really thought he was going
to. I've been telling everyone to watch out for that arthritis, so I thought maybe Iowa was getting out there a little bit more.
Now we have you on here, Betts. Am I wrong? Can they not just like shoot him up to the point where he can get through a 3.5-hour game? It's going to be hell for him in the future.
I was going to say short term, but I mean, it's not sustainable over the course of a season.
Really? They can't just keep giving him shots over and over and over?
Which quarterback? Was it Romo that felt like he got a shot at Torfadal like every single game, something like that?
I don't know who it was, but it somebody probably wasn't was. Too some quarterback. Uncommon, especially back in the day.
Didn't they used to always do that? Did they start thinking about long-term effects and stop doing that kind of stuff? Why?
I wonder why.
How many shots would you take to earn whatever $50 million, boss? How many shots of Torvadal?
I don't mind paying the leaf. I don't even think
I'm just saying, that's what I mean, like, you know.
I don't know that it would take $50 million for me to take
a
few. I could do 16 a year plus playoffs. Yeah.
How many shots plus how many hits
would you take from
an NFL defensive end?
That's going to be an issue because you're not going to feel that until later on. But oh well. All right, let's go to Tyreek Hill. We'll start with Price again since you know he's tied for the lead and has won the night. Tyreek Hill, Matt. God. What has his ADP done since last year at this time?
I'm going to say, God, I have no idea.
Now you see why I set the bar at 75.
Yeah, I feel like I'm about to get eliminated. Honestly.
It might be low, to be honest.
Oh, God. 30 spots?
All right. 30 for Price. Ryan?
No.
No. He says no.
Pass.
That's trash.
Yeah, that's pretty
trash.
I'm going to say 45 spots.
And
40.
I'll tell you what, one of you guys is within 1 spot. He fell 44 spots. Ryan McDowell, all the way up to 2 points through 2 players. I mean, gee, many Christmas.
That'll work.
Yeah. So Matt picks up 14 points there. He's now up to 15. Betts pulls in a second, seven spots or seven points here. AJ Green is the next one. And Ryan, you got to start us out here.
That's a good one. I think 12.
All right, 12 for Ryan. Betts, you get to go next this time.
9.
And Price.
That feels about right. I will jump right in the middle at 10.
Nobody hit it on the head, but people were close. He fell 11 spots. So Ryan picks up a point. Price picks up a point. Betts picks up 2 points. Ryan, again, 1 point each player. Total of 3 so far. Betts at 9.
It's like Price he does this for 16. A living or something.
Yeah, it's almost like he does do a lot of the ADP. I actually, AJ Green was one of the easier ones because it does feel like he's fallen. Like he dropped a round.
Well, so like, you know. Yeah, when I said 12, though, I thought that probably wasn't enough. I actually felt like he dropped more than that. So maybe he was lower last year than I remembered.
Yeah, I think he started to drop a little last year.
Yeah.
All right, on to James Washington. The order will be the same as the last round. So Ryan, Betts, Price.
I have no idea what he was last year. Like, no idea. I'm going to say 20 spots.
I think that's way too much.
Oh, shoot.
Well, you get to speak third here, Matt, and prove it. So, Betts, what do you got?
Yeah, God, I don't know. It doesn't feel like he's risen that much. 15.
All right, and Matt.
I think that's still too high. I'll say 8.
Price is the closest. Only 5 spot difference.
Wow.
I was shocked by that. Like, how has he not risen more than 5 spots? Doesn't it feel like...
People are afraid of Moncrief, and now they're afraid of Deontay Johnson.
James
Washington last year pre-draft was my wide receiver 1. Obviously, landing spot changed that. But
yeah, but now that landing spot that was blocked is nice and clear. So, all right, let's go to David Johnson. The order is still the same because Ryan is still in the lead at 18. Betts and Price are tied at 19 points. So Price will go second this time. So Ryan, Price, Betts. David Johnson.
I don't know. 5?
That's what I was going to say. So I'll say 6.
I'm going to go 4.
Okay. You're all a little bit low. He actually has dropped 8 spots. So Betts picks up 4 points, now at 23. Ryan and Matt become tied at 21. So Matt will get to go first this time. Let's go to our buddy Juju. What's happened to Juju over the last
year? This is not fair. Ryan knows exactly.
a lot of good things.
Man,
Ryan, he was like, still he's risen from the number 2 overall to the number 1 overall. Oh, wait, no. Average, not just my own value. That's right. How high is he for you overall, Ryan?
He's wide receiver 3 for me.
Does he come after that first tier of running backs for you?
I'm going to say...
Do you go him first?
No, I'd still take... I'd at least take Barkley ahead of him.
All right. All right, Price, what do you got?
I'm going to say 19 spots.
Ryan?
Just to be difficult.
I'm going to go with my favorite number, 23.
All right. And
17.
Betts. Wow. You guys are quite impressive here. He actually has risen 18 spots. So still nobody has hit one on the head, but Betts and Price are only off by 1. Ryan is off by 5. So changes the standings overall here. Matt is at 22. Betts is at 24. And Ryan is at 26.
Did you say we're played to 75?
Oh yeah, get ready. It's coming. You ready for some numbers here?
I'm ready for some heat.
All right, Pat Mahomes.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, okay. You playing? You said we're playing in the 75? Let's see what you got. You gonna go first?
One quarterback?
Yep.
Wow.
I'll give it away that he's risen a little bit.
Yeah. First number that came in my head was 55, so I'm going to go 55.
55. All right.
That seems like not enough, though.
All right, Betts, you're next.
Oh, man. 61.
Should have had Betts do the 55 there. You're the fantasy footballer, right?
Yes, sir.
That should have been all you knew.
In my head, every time I hear it, I sing it on.
Same. I said it in my head and out loud. So, all right, Ryan, what do you got on Mahomes here?
67.
You sons of bitches, by the way. I really thought that one would have added some points.
He was still a top 100 player last year, for sure, right?
I don't think he was.
He was
he's
late second round or second. He's a second rounder now or early third, isn't he? Somewhere right mm-hmm. in there. So he'd have been right on the edge because he's risen 65 spots. So Matt Price picks up 10. Ryan only picks up 2 points there. Betts only picks up 4.
Wait, so where was he? Where was he last year?
He would have been right around the 100 mark or a little less, probably around 90 or so. Because I think he has any late second, early third right now.
He's early third.
So he's risen 65 spots. All right, let's see what you guys can do with this one. Chris Godwin. And the order for this will be McDowell, Betts, Price. Price now behind. Should have started with this game. Chris Godwin.
37.
Ready, Betts?
44.
And Price.
What did Ryan say? 47?
He did say...
I said 37. 40,
he said 37. 37. Betts said 44.
I'll say 45.
Well, 47 is the answer, so we are not playing the 75 because you I cannot believe that you guys are coming this close. This is insane. Let's just play to 50. We'll get there, hopefully, within a few players. Jiminy Christmas. You guys never cease to amaze when we...
This
when
game I is longer than any of the other games.
...try to do things like this. All right, let's quickly move on then. Jerick McKinnon. Let's get some people over this cliff.
Gross.
Jerick McKinnon. And the order this time will be Betts, who's now in the lead at only 31 points. Price is at 34, and Ryan is at 38. So, Jerick McKinnon. Let's see if he can push some people over the cliff.
22. No, that's not a good number.
Damn it. Yeah, I think it's more like 50. I'm going to say 50.
I'm going to say 60.
All right, well, Betts is out.
Yeah, as soon as I said that, I remember how much hype he had last year. Dang it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see, he was like a hype. Fifth or sixth rounder last
year.
Yeah,
it was ridiculous.
He had all the hype. He dropped 57 spots.
Wow.
So Matt and Ryan are now tied at 41. Betts had a little fall. That's all right. He's an injury guy. He'll know how to heal it. So
I'll get back up.
We're all good there. All right, let's go to Christian McCaffrey. Let's get positive here instead of Jerick McKinnon's fall. Matt, you can go first here. Christian McCaffrey.
Your boy. He is my boy. He's number two, right? I shouldn't say that. Never mind.
I'm sure Ryan has no idea where he's going now.
Well, that's true. Yeah. man. I'll say 12 spots.
All righty, Ryan.
I'll say 16 spots.
Oh, we have it on the nail. Good job, Ryan. He has fallen 16 spots. Or he has risen 16 spots. So Matt picks up 4 points. He's got a 5-point margin for the next player.
That doesn't sound like enough.
Yeah, Let's go with, you know, let's go Sammy Watkins. Ryan, you got to go first this time.
I'm going to say, gosh, he's been like a roller coaster. I'm going to say that same number, 16.
All right, so 16 for Ryan.
See, I don't feel, I feel like he hasn't moved at all. I feel like he, people think about him the same as last year with the Tyreek thing. What'd you say? How many spots do I have till I fall off?
You will fall off in five spots.
I'll say five. I'll say five spots. Let's do it. Right up to the edge.
Six spot change. Matt wins this game too.
Yeah.
Ryan falls just barely over the cliff at 51 points total this game. I cannot believe you guys made that last that long. That was just supposed to be quick to get to 75. I am baffled that you guys were able to nail the Mahomes one as close. I'm going to ask one for fun because this one, I mean, this was like my hammer to get you all to go over. Now I'm curious to see how close you would have gotten. Tyler Boyd.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a number on Tyler Boyd, Matt. He's risen a little too.
Like, I feel like he wasn't even drafted. I mean, it was close, right? I think he's in the 200s for sure. I'll say, like, risen 100, 120 spots.
I would probably would have gone somewhere around 90.
All right, Betts is at 90. Ryan, you got a guess?
Yeah, I think it's, like, 160. Good Lord. Like 160.
199.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Yeah, he was barely drafted last year at this time.
What was he last year?
I don't have that number handy, but I know that he has risen 199 spots since last year at this time.
He wasn't really even getting drafted.
I'm going to look
until they cut Brandon LaFell.
Which is
laughable. Brandon LaFell was standing in his way.
That's what it was.
Oh, the Bengals.
Yep.
2018, he was 254 overall. He was only drafted in one out of six mocks.
Perfect. 254, wow. And now he's up to what? What would that be? Like 40, 45, 46, somewhere there?
Good math. Right? Good math, John.
254?
No. Like 60-something, so like sixth round or so. Fifth or sixth.
254 round. Minus 200 would be about 54. So yeah, so 55 somewhere. All right, 55 again.
There it is.
Maybe. All right. All righty, guys. Thank you for trying to knock out Matt. Before we get out of here, Betts.
Good job, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan. I always love playing you, buddy.
I bet you do.
Ryan, you were not trash tonight.
Oh, how sweet.
You're at least a stash, buddy.
You didn't just win, Matt. You clean swept the games. I mean, you dominated name game, of course. You managed to get all the games. You strategized yourself to the auction win, which, I mean, let's face it, that doesn't actually surprise me because I kind of know how your math mind works, which is good. Bodes well if Scott ever starts Pigs 4 for us, you know. But, all right, Betts, before we get out of here, tell everybody where they can find you and your information.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone can find me on Twitter at the Fantasy PT, as well as the Redshirts Fantasy Football Podcast and the Fantasy Footballers.
Ryan, for that one person that doesn't know because they accidentally downloaded this podcast and they don't even know what fantasy football is, where can they find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at RyanMC23 and find most of my work at Dynasty League Football.
Once a month, he tweets out his favorite name game clues. It's an amazing tweet that he sends out once a month.
No.
Best information? Matt, how's it feel? You got one more match, a heads up versus Jordan for the title. Yeah, I mean,
Jordan's been crushing it, so I'm a little bit worried.
Jordan has been crushing it.
It's nice to be back in the finals and... you know, we'll give it a chance to. If I win back to back, John, do I retire? What happens?
I think we both retire. I'm ready.
Oh no, are you over it?
Or we at least
did you just release a spoiler?
We at least take the summer off or something.
Oh my gosh! Wow. Okay, I gotta find a new co-host, I guess. Well, you can send your applications to @MattPriceFF.
Oh, you're gonna get one from Russ. I'm not out. Good lord, this is way too much fun. But I do feel after the tournament we might need a little time off.
Yeah, I'm ready for a little bit of a break. Yeah, I agree.
All right, well, good luck in the finals, Matt. I don't know who's going to be hosting it because I'm getting ready to go out of town. So we might bring in some guest hosts to do that head-to-head match.
We got to wait for you, Josh. We can't have the finals without you.
We're going to have to wait for a while then. But all right, thank you, everybody, for listening. Go cheer on Jordan and Matt. And Matt, remember, write the reviews. Send us the screenshot of the review plus any size donation. Give a dollar to Fantasy Cares. Give more than a dollar. Give whatever to Fantasy Cares. Send us those screenshots at DGN Pod. Matt Price is at Matt Price FF. You should definitely be following him. I am at John Bosch FF. Follow Matt. He gives out way better information. Betts is at the Fantasy PT. Right?
That's right.
That's right. All right. And Ryan is at Ryan McD23.
Ryan MC23. Yep.
Ah, MC23, not the D in there. I don't have to go that far when I start typing. So I'm glad I came as close as I could have. All right. Follow everybody on here. Enjoy the show. Thank you very much.
That was a real smooth ending, Bosch. Way to close us out there. Way, it won't require any editing.
We know
at all.
Your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat. And the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosch has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosch has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. With the dummies. Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosch has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night, can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night, Game Night.